Welcome to the fundamentals of digital audio. Fundamentals of Digital Audio Podcast. I'm Jeff Hankerson, and today we're going to do the third installment in the series we're calling Review Your Rig, and today we'll look at the Samson CO1U USB condenser microphone. This microphone has been getting a little bit of play as being good for podcasting because it's high quality, it claims to be professional quality, and it's USB, so it does the analog to digital conversion for you. It also fits nicely in this series because I've already reviewed what might be considered the competition, the Blue USB Snowball microphone, back a few weeks ago. This review of the Samson USB condenser microphone is done by Rob Mitchell, a friend of mine, and the idea here is to have multiple people submit reviews of their rigs so that we can kind of compile an archive of different setups so people can have an idea how different pieces of equipment work for recording digital audio and podcasting, and really have kind of a database of rigs to choose from and hear real-world user comments about how they work. So without further ado, I'm going to kick it over to Rob Mitchell, who will let us know how the Samson USB condenser microphone is working out for him.
Microphone is a USB microphone that plugs directly into your USB port on your Macintosh or a PC, Windows compatible PC computer. The reason I chose this mic originally was to get a mic that came right out of the box that would plug into the USB port and would be usable easily with laptop computers like a PowerBook, to be able to take it to locations like work and various other places and just plug it directly in without having to plug it into a board or a M-Box or some other kind of device that would translate the signal and give me audio levels that I could work with very easily and portably. This seemed to be a very good possible solution in that regard. When I unpacked the box that it came in, it was really nothing more than a plastic container. And inside that was the microphone itself, the unit, which is a really kind of a substantial metal piece of solid die-cast construction. It shows the difference between professional and amateur mics. It has a metal mesh over the microphone itself. It had a manual and it has a 10-foot USB cable. I was kind of surprised that there wasn't like more there. And oh, there was also a little owner's manual and a black bag that the microphone will actually slip in. This bag will not protect the microphone, but it is something you can conceal the microphone in when you're carrying it in a handbag or some other type of case. So having said all that, that's the equipment that you get in the packaging, the hardware, basically. In the manual, if you start reading the manual, the interesting thing that you discover is that if you go to the Samson site, it's samsontech.com, you can actually download a driver. Basically, this is a little applet that works on your desktop and allows you to add additional gain to your recordings no matter what application you're working in. So this little palette kind of sits off on the side. It gives you levels and it allows you to change the cut and the phase and also the volume so that you can get that additional gain. This software controls the gain on the microphone itself, and it works with OS X and Windows software, and it's kind of an interesting concept, because most of us are trying to work on boosting gain with these low, inexpensive, low-level mics, and I think this might be an interesting solution. I found for this type of microphone that is USB driven, that the sound quality is extremely detailed. It makes for really good recording for voice, as you're hearing now, but it also works well with acoustic instruments. If you're wanting to sit down and record a song or play and get more of a larger, richer sound, for the money, this is like a really great. I paid like $79 for this microphone, and it can be had out on the web at many different places at that price.
All right, thanks, Rob, for submitting that review of the Samson CO1U studio condenser microphone. I want to invite you to submit a review of your podcasting or digital audio rig. Go ahead and send it to digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com, or feel free to send other comments and feedback as well to the same email address. Be sure to check out digiaudio.blogspot.com to see past episodes, additional information, and links to other articles on digital audio. I'm your host, Jeff Hankerson, and I hope to see you soon on another edition of the Fundamentals of Digital Audio.